to know the thought of Miss Wakey Gaylook.com. Michelle, and you are live right now with Headset Live.
Just when you thought he couldn't take it much further, when you didn't think he had it in him, he kept coming back. On SM Live, it's Maxzilla.
SM Live, every Friday. That's how we get down.
It's Maxzilla, SM Live.
It's only on SM Live where you get punched in the throat. Maxzilla is pimp on radio show, SM Ride.
I love SM Live.
I'm talking about my mama listening to this show. SM Live. I always listen to this show right when I'm about to get ready to f*** my bitch. I've been doing crack for 10 years now, and nothing gets me higher than SM Live.
Season 2 in the house. What's up, y'all? I know y'all was back because we've been on a hiatus. But that's what happens when you go on vacation, baby. That's right, we back with the number one rated fucking show in the world every Friday, SM Live with yours truly, 1/4 of the May 1/6 boys, Maxzilla, doing what we do every fucking Friday, and that's get you ready for the weekend. Listen, I was looking out on some things on Twitter, and I seen some things. Some people were like, oh my God, where's Maxzilla? I can't believe he's gone. Like, he got fired from SM Live. Okay, so for one stupid person, punch yourself in the throat. I can't get fired from my own show. It's my show. I created this motherfucker, okay? I'm going to tell you who did get fired, though. Jeff. That's right. Jeff got fired. The reason for is because he got promoted to what? Carrying my luggage at the airport. That's right. Jeff will no longer be right here next to me because he is now. I've promoted him to carrying my luggage at the airport. With that being said, I got my new man in the building with me today. That's right. No other than V.I.C. That's right. That's Slick Vic, too slick for a Nick. Don't you say that. And just so you know, that is his whole name, and it's really his government name. Vic, say what's up to the people.
What's up?
Strange. All right, that's enough. That's enough, Vic. That's enough. See, don't start doing that shit Jeff was doing. God damn it. Hey, welcome. We are back, though, man. SM Live, we've missed y'all. Not as much as we miss the sun and relaxation of places that we really wish we were, because it's cold to the motherfucker in Kansas City.
Every morning, yeah.
I woke up this morning and, like, my nipples was hard, like, on one side, but the other one was cool. It was like I had an innie and an outie at the same time.
It was uneven.
Yeah, it was uneven, but it was cool. I was still posing in the mirror like, damn, I'm sexy, though. You know what I'm saying? So that's just how it went. Listen. We're going to do what we do always, and we're going to get this party started right. Oh, for those who didn't know yet, today's special guest, we got none other than a boy 50 Tyson stopping in with us to chat with us for a while, you know, let us know what he's been up to and things of that nature. So anybody with any questions, all you got to do is hit me up on the Twitter. That's at I Am Maxzilla, and I would ask him any questions that you want me to ask him. Also, too, be sure to hit us up on the Facebook, hit us up on the at Strange Music Inc., Twitter, and also on the Strange Music Facebook page.
And make sure you're calling in at 347-994-3066. Let's hear from some people.
Say that again. What's the number?
347-994-3066.
That's right. And if you can't count, please get somebody to dial that number for you, because I know how that can be sometimes. Some people can spell, other people can count. What they need to do is those people who can spell need to get with the people who can count and make babies.
That sounds, you just solved America's problem.
No, usually they become Asian.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why Asian people are so smart. I'm serious. Like, a person who can read fucks a person who can count, and then they have an Asian baby.
Okay.
I don't just make that up. Like, that's real.
No, you just did some real shit.
No, that's real shit. I blew y'all's mind. Listen. Hey, we're going to do what we do always, man, and that's get into the news. The news, as always, is brought to you by Monster Energy Drink. That's right, Monster Energy Drink. If you don't have the energy you need to get with somebody who can read or count and make an Asian baby, drink Monster Energy Drink. That's what we do.
Make Asian babies, dude.
Yeah, make an Asian baby. All right, man. In the news, you know what? Actually, I got to start with this story. We're going to start doing something a little different here in Season 2, man. I actually want to give y'all more insight on what goes in the life of all of us, your artists here at Strange Music, as well as the same funny, hilarious stories that we get in the real-world news.
But before I get into that part of the news, I'm gonna start with the Strange Music Family's news. That's right. Listen to this, guys. It was a dark, scary night. And then, oh, I'm sorry. No, that was the wrong story. Sorry. I thought I was back at band camp. I'm sorry. I apologize. Thought we was around the campfire. No, but seriously though, Prozac was headed to the Strange Music office here in Lee Summit, Missouri. He decided to stop at a local Quick Trip about 10 minutes from the office. Now, Prozac was wearing one of his own Prozac hoodies. And he was walking into the gas station when a few Juggalo fans noticed him and stopped him to say this, and I quote, "Hey, man, did you hear what happened to Prozac?" Prozac answered, "No." The Juggalos then went on to inform Prozac that he had, in fact, died. That's right. They were standing there telling Prozac that he had died, and he played along with it and asked them, "Hey, what happened?" None of them seemed to know. They also insisted that Prozac was currently living in Lee Summit and had moved from Saginaw. Prozac thought this was hilarious and didn't correct them or tell them otherwise. He just played along with them the entire time and told them that and never told them who he was. And just so that you know, they are convinced that he's dead. Now, I know what some of you guys are thinking. Like, God damn it, Prozac, shame on you. That's really dark and mad and evil. Hello, he's the Hitchcock of hip-hop. That's kind of what he does. Duh. Not only that, but just FYI, Prozac's albums are almost platinum. That's right. For some strange reason, when people think you're dead, they buy your shit.
He's on Tupac status.
He's on Tupac status right now, man. Prozac, I know Prozac's alive because I know he's somewhere on a beach sipping a pina colada somewhere. He faked his own death to sell some albums.
That's what I'm saying. But is he sitting next to Biggie and Pac?
Hello? I'm sure. I'm telling you. Boy, listen, somebody better tell VIC, that's right. Vic the Slick Nick, don't you say that. You boy, that's that nigga's government too. Vic the Slick Nigga, don't you say that. Oh shit,
it's on my license.
Yeah, it is.
It's on my license.
For real.
I got two of them though, because it didn't fit on one.
You know what, that happens. Hey, I wish y'all could see my conceal and carry license. Me and Scooby, you know what, that's a funny story. I'm going to say that story for next week.
Okay.
When me and Scooby went to go get our conceal and carry license.
Oh yeah.
You can just imagine how that trip went. It's fucking hilarious.
I can imagine with him though.
Yes. Think about it. You got Maxilla and Scooby together going to get a conceal and carry license. Basically, they just gave us a legal way to kill people. Two of the craziest niggas the world has ever seen, you just gave them a legal way to kill people. That is the American way. God bless America.
God bless America.
I wish we had the theme music from Rocky right now.
I wish, man.
Because I would play it. I would play it. Oh, check this out. In other news, Artisha Donaldson from South Carolina, a South Carolina woman, allegedly assaulted her girlfriend over a misplaced sex toy. That's right. A Thanksgiving Day dispute over a misplaced sex toy. I'm sorry. I'm so fucked up that this happened on Thanksgiving. But apparently, on Thanksgiving Day, a dispute over a misplaced sex toy ended with an arrest last week. Police in Rock Hill, South Carolina, responded to a domestic disturbance at the home of Artisha Donaldson and her girlfriend, Latoya Hudson. On November 22nd, the Smoking Gun reports, Hudson told police that Donaldson began looking for her detachable latex penis. That's right. Her detachable latex penis, and became upset when she couldn't find it. The couple argued, and Donaldson threw an ironing board at Hudson, the report states. However, Donaldson said that she threw the ironing board on the floor, not at her girlfriend. According to the police incident report, Donaldson was arrested after the NCIC search revealed that she had active warrants in neighboring counties. The Smoking Gun reported that Donaldson was charged with misdemeanor assault and battery. This isn't the first time a sex toy has actually come between two lovers, too, if you guys are wondering. That's right. In 2011, a Florida man was arrested for allegedly beating his girlfriend after she woke him up with a sex toy.
Damn.
You know what? On that one, I'm going to have to say,
did you get a pass?
I'm the fuck off. Okay. He should, like, listen, I don't endorse hitting a woman for any reason. But on this one, if she was tickling his asshole with a dildo,
okay,
and he ain't into that shit, quick punch to the throat. Cha-chop, karate-chop, karate-chop, cha, bah, bah. Like, she should have been, like, if she would have been in there talking, like, oh, baby, that's how you should have heard her. Like, if he locked his ass cheeks and he quick karate chop to the throat, then I'm just going to write that off as reflex, because that was a reflex. Now, if he didn't lock his cheeks and she played with him for a while and then he did it
because
he thought about it, yeah, he should have been arrested. But if it was instant butt cheek lock and karate chop punch to the throat, you got to give him a pass, man, because that means he ain't into that shit,
dog. Butt cheek lock.
Yeah, you got to lock your ass cheek, man.
Lock your ass cheek.
Like, for real. Like, your ass cheek should have lockjaw, like, if you ain't into that shit.
Now trending.
Exactly.
Lock your ass cheek.
Lock your ass cheek is now trending on Twitter. Hey, listen, in other news, we are not finished, y'all. Other crazy shit keeps happening. An Arizona woman was charged for inappropriate contact with dogs. Now, last season on SM Live, we had a few stories about bestiality, right?
Right. I was going to say, this is not the first time.
This is not the first time. It's in Arizona this time. I think we might have had it
happen in Arizona. I swear,
wasn't
it not in Arizona last time?
I believe Arizona might have been one of the places. Now, what I will have to say that's different about this story than others is the other stories we find that there are more older white males in their 40s and 50s, right?
Yeah.
Not this time, guys. That's right, America. Ladies, and I say that term loosely, like your vaginals. An Arizona woman was arrested and charged with bestiality on November 21st. That's right. 20-year-old Brittany Soner confessed to her ex-boyfriend that she had had sex with her family's dog. The charges against her have since been charged to crimes against nature. Authorities were reportedly tipped off by the snitching-ass boyfriend who said that he began dating Soner in March or April. The man said things were fine at first until he injected his penis into her vaginal area and then pulled out with rabies. He enjoyed spending time with Soner and her 11-month-year-old son, which is probably part beagle. Unfortunately, their relationship changed with the seasons. Their sex life came to a halt during the summer. That's when Soner asked him if they could talk. Soner used the phone to look some things up. She showed him images of people having sex with animals, explaining that she had been having sex with her family's dog since the age of 13. She admitted that both vaginal and oral sex with the animals.
Oh, God.
Listen, I ain't making this shit up. Next, she confessed her interest and showed him pictures of cartoon characters having sex. The man told Soner that she was disgusting and then broke up shortly after she sucked his penis. According to the police report, Soner told the man she was a sex addict and that she wanted to become a prostitute. He's concerned that she may be a danger to her child.
Dude.
Wow. Now, last season, I know we talked about women having yesterday's pussy and dudes having dirty dick. What the fuck do you say to this? Like, she was sucking and fucking the family dog. And what's fucked up about this, though, is I really know what happened because you got to look, see, you got to use the psychology of the philosophiness of the internalized mystics.
Okay, all right.
You dig what I'm saying? That means that you got to dig deep into the crevice of the vaginal sections of life, and then you got to pull up that clitoris when you tickle that inner vagina.
Okay, let's tickle it.
Okay, so basically, check this out. You ready for this?
All right.
So, if you notice, in this statement, it said, and I quote, she claims that she's a sex addict, right? And that she would like to become some kind of prostitutionalized inmate for the system, right?
Okay.
But listen to this. Didn't he then declare that he, being that of her boyfriend, that she did not see him as being sexually interested in him?
That happened.
So, therefore, that theory of her being a sex addict has to go out the window. Because, see, a sex addict don't care who they fucking.
That's what's happening here, though.
Yes, but he said she did not become sexually attracted to him and didn't want to fuck him no more. See, I'm going to tell you what happened. Her being a sex addict, that's completely correct. Her showing him the pictures on the phone, wait for it. Her showing him the pictures on the phone, that was correct. Her telling him that she'd been fucking the family dog since 13, also correct. Here's where the story got flawed, and yet this dude didn't want to come clean and go with it. She called him over to tell him all this, not to confess this to him. No. It was for a threesome.
With the dog.
With the dog. Hello? Hello, America? America, I'm trying to tell you what happened. This was a blotched threesome. This was a threesome that went wrong. And now 20-year-old Brittany Sooner has got to pay the consequences with her dirty vaginal area.
That is the worst proposed threesome I've ever.
Now, what I am concerned with is that the baby, like I said earlier, may be part beagle. Think about it. She's been having sex with the family dog since 13. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'm serious, guys. You guys are laughing.
Since 13, though.
Listen, has anybody ever seen a baby beagle?
Yeah.
She has a baby beagle. Those little motherfucking dogs that the girls be putting in their purses, those aren't really dogs. I say this all the time. Those are not dogs. AP has one of those dogs. And her name is Mama. And Mama is not a real dog. You know what Mama is? Mama and all little dogs like her are really humans. They're baby beagles. I'm serious.
You're saying all beagles?
It's when a girl's been fucking the family dog for years, the family dog bust a nut in her, and instead of having a baby, she had a baby beagle. I'm not making this shit up, man. I'm serious, y'all. Y'all can laugh all the fuck y'all want. This bitch pussy produced out a baby beagle. Did y'all see the baby pictures? I did. Shit.
Did it come out already with hair and everything?
It was a baby beagle. It was a baby beagle. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, God.
Baby beagle. That's all I'm saying. All right. In other news, we have another case of someone being arrested for sex. That's right. A 62-year-old man from Cushing, what is that, Maine?
Yeah, that's Maine.
Wow. Maine. Maine is
fucked up, by the way.
Yes, I was about to say, like, for those who don't know, I've actually been to Maine, and I was probably, like, only one of three black people there. Listen, they be talking about, like, it's all pretty and shit. I was there when it was cold, and it was, like, just, man, it was some cold shit. And it wasn't a pleasant experience for me. So anybody planning on going to Maine must be old, and you'll probably be this guy right here doing something like he's doing.
Dude, Jeff's probably in Maine right now.
He actually is in Maine because I heard that the flight he was on got delayed in Maine. But you know what? Fuck him.
Yeah.
Like, fuck him. It's too bad. Like, I told the nigga, like, listen, I'll let you stay on. You can carry my bags from the airport. And all he had was a simple task. How the fuck do you get on another plane and fly to Maine instead of getting off the plane in Kansas City?
He's pretty notorious for fucking up flights.
What a fucking jackass. Anyway, a 62-year-old man from Cushing, Maine, will spend a business week in jail after pleading guilty to assaulting his estranged wife last week. Back in July, the wife of Fred E. Thomas was staying at his home when she declined his offer of $20 for sex.
Man.
The fact that he had to pay his wife for pussy is a crime within itself, America. He should be annulled of all charges. Anyway, angry at being rejected, as he should be, Thomas reportedly took out his penis and struck her with it. According to his attorney, Thomas was devastated by his 30-year-old marriage that was ending after his wife planned to move to Pakistan to be with a man that she met online. You dirty, dicky mouth bitch. Anyway, while the DA requested that Thomas spend 7 days behind bars, his attorneys did not want him to do any jail time. Thomas eventually pled guilty to 180 days in jail, with the exception of all but 5 days, and he has been placed on a year of probation for domestic violence, assault with the incident of a penis, and a third charge for unlawful sexual conduct was dismissed. Listen, I know what you're thinking, but before anybody out there in America try to pass judgment on this, guys, let's be clear about something. I pull my dick and smack chicks in the head with it all the time.
All the time?
Listen, that is like a game that should be played, right? I'm serious. Like, if you haven't tried it, y'all should try this. Like, wait until a girl gets, like, really sleep and just take your dick and slap it across her face. Hit her on the forehead with it. Now, if you got a little dick, you might can't use this, so use, like, your hand or something. But, like, if you got a nice-sized dick like me, like, take your dick, slap your dick in her head, and, like, hit it on her cheek. Like, put it, like, you can even, like, lay your dick across her lip like it's a big, thick mustache. And be like, you know how they got them little mustache things that people, like, seriously, like, you take a picture of it, like, look, you had a dick mustache. Ha-ha. You had a dick mustache, bitch. Listen,
He should have slapped her in the face with his dick. You've been married for 39 years, and your chick tells you she's leaving you to go to Pakistan for a nigga she met online, man. That's social. You know what that I call that? I call that social media cheating. That's what she was doing. She was socially cheating on him. You dirty, dicky-mouth bitch. You got slapped with a dick, and you deserve it.
All the way to Pakistan, too.
Shit. Like, you know what he told her? You want to see a long dick? You're going to learn today. 62 ears, bitch, and 62 inches of long mustache dick. And that is the news. Brought to you by Monster Energy Drink. All right, let's go to the lines and hear what some of the callers got to say about some of this crazy-ass shit that's going on today.
All right, let's hear from the people. We got Trevin from Omaha. It's either Trevin or Trevor. I'm sorry if I fucked up your name. Just roll with it.
You see how Vic is already better than Trevin? He don't just fuck up your name and just leave it like that. He actually apologizes. Hey, so anyway, what's going on, man?
Not shit. You know, that whole dick slapping thing. That bitch should get fucking blown up wherever she's going, Pakistan or wherever. That's some bullshit. They were married for almost 40 years, and he has to pay her for sex. It's like, I doubt she was, you know, paying everything for him. I'm sure he was also paying for her fucking clothes and shit, letting her take his fucking credit card and go out shopping with it. I mean, damn, she should at least put out just for that. And on top of that, with meeting some dude over Facebook, shit, that's... I mean, I learned that in fucking middle school, not to do that. And she's traveling to a different country for that shit. That's just, that kind of pissed me off, honestly. I mean, I don't even know what I would do if that.
Let me ask you, man, real quick, like, man to man. And I really want you to really think about what I'm about to ask you, man. And I really want you to, like, really, like, answer this serious, all right? Like, this is a serious moment on SM Live. So everybody, for real, like, cut all the bullshit and, like, pay attention. So man to man, you ever slapped a bitch with your dick?
Once or twice.
Okay.
I don't think it's not.
You understand the severities of the dick slappiness.
Okay. I don't think it's severe, honestly. I mean, I think that it's just, you know, something you do.
That's,
I mean, it's better than
hitting. Let me stop you. I'm not talking about slapping the dick in the term where I slap somebody in the face of my dick, because, see, I meant that as a term of endearment, right? Like, for me,
he's talking about aggression.
Dick, that's me saying, hey, I like you, so I slapped you with my dick, right? But I'm saying in this case, this was a case where he was so fed up for being disrespected, that was a dick slap of shame right there.
Well, I mean, shit, it's better than hitting her with her hands, honestly. I mean,
she ain't even worried, you know what I'm saying? When you slap a dick on a face, your relationship's over. Ladies, listen, that is the fury of Hades on your ass. I'm just saying. Now, if you, ladies, just so y'all clear, if you in a bedroom and you sleep and a dick slaps you in the face and wakes you up in the morning, that's like, hello, good morning, baby, I'm glad you're here. You know, that's a term of endearment. You know what I'm saying? So, ladies, don't be upset when men are slapping you in the face with dicks, okay? That's a good thing. You can get slapped in the face with a dick. It's okay. Take that and be like, oh, my nigga loves me. He really likes me. But if you cheat on a nigga and you ain't giving him no pussy and then he slaps you with a dick, oh, son, shit, that's fucked up. That's fucked up. You can't even go home to your mama because you have, like, dick print on your face. And she going to be like, your daddy, same thing to me.
It probably should, too.
Yeah. The thing I'm not understanding, though, is he got an assault charge, right?
Yeah, he did.
How hard do you have to hit somebody with your dick to get an assault charge for it?
Hey, man, if she cheated on him, he slapped the shit. I'm talking about this 62 years old in Maine, so I know he was popping some of them Viagras. So he got like a 12-hour hard dick and slapped her with it. You ever been slapped with a 12-hour hard dick?
Can't say I have.
Exactly.
I hope not,
because it sounds like that, man. Listen, man. Hey, thanks for calling, man. I got to get to some more callers, all right? So stay on the line.
All right, thanks.
Hey, man. Right. Stay on the line. We got you. All right. Don Dada from New York, man.
Don Dada, what's good, fam?
Hey, what's going on, player?
Man, nothing, man. Like, you hear all this shit going on, man.
Yeah, yo, I think I missed the first story, though. What was the first one, if you could give me a quick little recap?
Oh, the first one? So this chick down in South Carolina, she beat up her girlfriend with an ironing board after she couldn't find her strap-on latex penis.
Nice.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
not the strap-on, but her detachable latex penis. I'm getting word now that a strap-on and a detachable is two different things.
So in layman's term, a dildo.
I don't know. This is coming from Jeff. Apparently, he got offended when I said strap-on, and he just corrected me and told me it was detachable. So,
he just texted us.
I'm not really sure how Jeff knows the difference between these things, but apparently there's some kind of difference. So, it was not a strap-on. It was a detachable latex penis.
All right. Well, anyways, I got to go to this shit because the second story is kind of funny because few years back, there's a kind of relating story, if you don't mind me telling this real quick.
Oh, you had somebody that fucked the animal?
Yeah.
Oh, man, come on, man. You got to tell us.
Yeah. Nah, it's not like, I mean, it is kind of crazy because it's fucking animals. Nobody, not supposed to fuck an animal, but it's not like horse fuckers out in Florida and Arizona.
Okay, so tell us what happened.
All right, so it's like back when I was in, like, in the beginning of high school and shit, there was this party going on. I'm going to just go right to the point. So basically, you know, everybody's partying at this chick's house, everything. You know, we chilling in, like, the kitchen area, and niggas happen to go to, like, the, like, little, not the, like, living room. It's, like, kind of like the, I guess, like a family room. It's not the living room. I don't know. But we walk in there, and this chick was getting eaten out by the other girl's dog. In the middle of the party. Well, not in the middle of the party, but in the back room. You know what I'm saying? Like. Yeah. That's why it's kind of like, damn. It's fucking reminders and shit.
Do you remember what kind of dog it was?
Yeah. Was it a beagle?
It was like a golden lab.
Listen, there are a lot of times in life that. So you're saying, wow.
I don't know.
So you're saying she was getting her vaginal.
Yeah. Yeah, cololingus.
Interesting. Okay. Wow. Listen, Can you find that girl? I would love to talk to her.
I could probably find her. I mean, I definitely remember her name. You can't forget her name, but I ain't going to disclose that right now.
No, find her, man. We want her to be a guest on the show.
No doubt.
It's going to be her animal fucking extravaganza.
Yeah, we truly want her to be a guest on the show, man.
No doubt.
We really,
I guess you got to do some searching.
Yeah. I'm serious, man. For real, find her, and I want her to be a special guest on the show because I want to know, I want to see, I'm studying just for y'all, so y'all know right now, I'm getting, like, my PhD in, like, mind shit. Like, that's the course, it's called mind shit. That means,
okay.
Like, I'm not just a psychiatrist, but, like, I'm, like, a psychiatrist and some other shit, too.
What other shit?
It's like a bunch of shit. Oh. Like, a bunch of shit put all into one, like, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, when I was looking online for some courses.
Uh-huh.
Battle Rock College. No, I'm just playing. But no, seriously. Like, I really want to know, like, what possesses you to get your pussy ate at a party by a dog?
I don't even know, man.
That's one thing I don't know. Maybe she needs to get dick slapped. That's probably what it is.
Listen, somebody should have slapped her with a dick, but I wouldn't have done it with mine. I'm serious.
Nah.
Like, for real, somebody should have slapped her with a rent-a-dick.
No, I'm saying maybe if she got dick slapped in the past before that party, she would have never dealt with that dog. You know what I'm saying?
Think about it. Like, you wouldn't even fuck that pussy now. You know what I'm saying? Even though they say a dog's tongue is, like, the cleanest thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? So maybe she had...
You did not.
Oh, I got it. I know what happened at your party now. Listen, she's suffering from yesterday's pussy, and she had the dog lick her pussy because the dogs had the cleanest tongue. Hello?
Oh, shit.
This is a simple cut-and-dry case of yesterday's pussy. That's what happens.
Damn,
you just solved the mystery, man.
Listen, I'm like Scooby doing that detective bitch. Like, for real, that's Because, matter of fact, speaking of this story, y'all can't tell me, okay, if Fred is fucking, what's her name? Daphne? Fred's fucking Daphne, right?
Right.
Don't, and Scooby and Shaggy is real tight, and Velma is the last one out. Now, Daphne, you would think from first glance that Daphne might be the freak.
Mm-hmm.
But Velma's the freak, man. The girl, the nerd girl with the glasses is the freak. I'm telling you, Shaggy and Scooby be running trains on Velma.
You just ruined one of my childhood
memories. I'm serious, man.
Hey, it's the truth. If he ain't know that, man, that nigga don't know about the childhood. Yo, come on, man. You didn't know that?
I can look at Scooby-Doo. This is where these people are getting this from, man. Scooby-Doo was fucking them bitches, man. Doggy style. Raggy? This is a good pussy. That's why I said, man, you can't fuck them bitches with a rent-a-dick, man. You can't fuck them with a rent-a-dick, man. You can't. And for y'all that don't know what a rent-a-dick is, that means a dick that ain't yours. Listen,
it's a latex penis.
Listen, man, Scooby-Doo was, I mean, think about it, man. You ever seen a dog when you come in the house, a dog try to hump your leg?
Right, yeah.
So that dog been riding around with these motherfuckers in this hot-ass van with ain't no goddamn back seats. Velma bouncing up and down, and that ass come up because she had that little-ass skirt on. You didn't think Scooby-Doo seen that and said, Raggy, I'm about to chop your bitch. Come on, man. Velma was getting fucked by Scooby-Doo, man. I'm telling you, man. Why you think on some mysteries, Velma and Scooby-Doo be by themselves? Shaggy be all along. Here, you know Fred was fucking Daphne. Fred was tearing that bitch up. Like, Fred was like, now ain't no other motherfucker going with this bitch. Scooby-Doo tried to go with Daphne one time. He said, shit, I'll be damned. You a goddamn Great Dane. Shit, I'm not fucking around with that. I'm telling you. But Shaggy get high. See, this is why you shouldn't smoke all the weed. Shaggy be smoking that fucking mystery weed from the farm. He got fucked up one day, got the munchies. Scooby-Doo left his ass and went with Velma. And all of a sudden, in the cartoon, you didn't see Velma and Scooby-Doo for probably about a good 15 minutes. And in cartoon world, that's a long fucking time. 15 minutes in cartoon world, that's like 3 days.
Yeah.
So he was fucking this bitch 3 days, raw, too. He didn't use the condom because they didn't have condoms in cartoon.
Damn, man.
Oh, man. Hey, listen, da-da-da, man. Hey, is the boy 50 Tyson ready? Come on, man.
Yeah, man. And you know what? Actually, we're about to go to 50 Tyson, but we got a call from Maine that I got to let through real quick.
Oh, okay. Hey, listen, da-da, I got to get this call from Maine before we get that boy 50 Tyson on here, man. So stay on the line. I'll come back to you.
I don't really know who this is, but this is coming in from Maine.
Hello.
Hello, what's going on? Is this Maine?
No, this is Jeff.
Man, what the fuck happened to you, man?
I won the lottery.
Motherfucker, you were supposed to get off the plane in Kansas City with my fucking bag, and how the fuck do you end up in Maine?
I don't know.
Jeff, get on the first plane back here, Jeff. I'm not playing.
Okay.
My fucking Louis belt is in that bag, my nigga. Get back here with my shit, man.
Right. This is for Kansas City, right?
You know what? This mother... Listen, man. I know you look like Shaggy, man. Okay? So I'm going to have to tell you this. Scooby-Doo been fucking your bitch.
What?
Exactly. Hang up on that nigga. Scooby-Doo's been fucking your bitch. That's all I'm going to say. Get back here with my goddamn bags.
All right, man. Get them bags back here.
All right, man. It's 50 Tyson, old man.
Yeah, we got 50 Tyson.
I want to talk to my guy, 50 Tyson, man.
All right, 50 Tyson, you're on the line, man.
50 Tyson,
what's good, man? What's popping, man? What's good with y'all?
Man, shit, man. You on SM Live with Maxzilla right now, man. Listen. I gotta ask you, man. How you been, man?
Man, I've been doing all right, man. You know, I've just been, you know, I've been doing school, man, and working on my 50th back project for like my album and my single and my mixtape and stuff. Getting songs lined up, coming up real soon, everything like that. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You got some features on there?
Oh yeah, yeah, most definitely. Yeah. Also, y'all can also check out my new video on on Worldstar on YouTube. It's called 50 Years Back. So he types 50 Years Back, though, now I'm saying. Y'all can check that out. And then also check out my new song coming out real soon to you called Superman.
Called Superman. Okay, so tell me, what was the inspiration behind Superman? Because that sounds like some deep shit.
Superman is something that, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Superman, you know, it was a song that, something that me and my manager, Brandon, came up with the hook situation. And, oh, yeah, also, Young Chop made the beat, though. You know, shout out to Young Chop Beast, though. Shout out to Young Chop, though, for making the beat, though. You know what I'm saying? And now, oh, yeah, you know, it was a good hit, though. Once we heard the beat was nice, though, you know what I'm saying? And then, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and then that song about to be out real soon, most definitely.
Okay, so listen, man, I got questions coming in, you know, on the social media shit, man, and Carrie from Indiana asks, how many times, 50 Tyson, do you get asked to battle rap?
I get that many times, man. People want to battle me a million times. Most of the time I win, man.
Oh, be killing them?
Yeah, all the time, man. You already know, man. I do it big, man. You already know.
Oh, man. Listen, for all your fans out there, man, just spit something real quick for us, man.
It goes like this. It's 50 Tyson. I'm just having fun. Party hard until that night done. Can't even lie. Fresh polo tee, you too, and they don't know me. Look at all my views. I love my fans, and they love me back. They said 50 Tyson the man. North Side Zone, from the Twin City. Add them back, got them saying 50-50. I'm a ball player, just play pro. On stage, I rock the show. They said 50 Tyson really go hard. I don't sleep, I be up like a real star. You can hit me up on Twitter, you can follow me. You can hit me up on Twitter, you can follow me. North Side Zone, from the Twin City. And I'm back, got them saying 50-50.
Oh, shit, no more, no more. They got to pay for the rest of that shit. Listen, 50, I got some more questions, man, from fans, man. You got them, like, beeping the lines up crazy now. Listen, Lisa from Miami, Florida, right? Is there any truth to the rumor that you and Soulja Boy share the same baby's mother?
Me and Soulja Boy share the same baby mothers?
Yeah, is that true or is that false?
Oh, that's false, man. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to Soulja Boy, man. Me and him working on a collaboration, man, for Luja Green, man. Me and him got a song together real soon called Luja Green, man. Know what I'm saying? You already know. Shout out to Soulja Boy. Nah, that ain't true, man.
Okay. Let's see. We got another question. Nick from Hawaii writes, Nick from Hawaii writes, 50 Tyson, do you prefer tags on or off of your sneakers?
It don't matter, though. It all depends, man. Yeah, I prefer tags on my sneakers or off of my sneakers. It don't matter, man. But I wear sneakers all the time, man. You already know.
Okay. All right, let me get a few more. You got a question coming in from Canada. This is Amy from Canada, and she writes, 50 Tyson, what does 50 Cent think about you using the name 50 Tyson?
Oh, that's a good question. When 50 Tyson first started, though, you know, ever since I Ain't Go Live, first video ever first started, though, now I'm saying, 50 Cent posted, like, 2 years ago, 50 Cent tweeted on Twitter, though.
He tweeted on Twitter?
Yep. No,
on
like,
Twitter?
That was like 2 years ago. Yeah, a long time
on
ago, yeah.
Twitter. He tweeted on Twitter.
Yep.
Damn.
He was, man, 50 Cent was like, man, this nigga 50 Tyson really looked just like me. And he put Laugh Out Loud on it and then stuff
okay,
like that.
On.
I was like, oh, hell nah, man. But yeah, shout out to 50 Cent, man. My bro, man. 50,
I want to ask you, because since you brought that up, we actually, VIC just pulled up a question, man, all the way from a fan in Japan and said, is there any truth that you and 50 Cent are related?
That's a good question. Me and 50 Cent, though, we not really related. He just somebody who I look up to as a rapper, though, kind of, you know.
Okay, so the DNA test came back negative.
Yep.
Okay.
But we do look alike. Don't get me wrong, though. We do look alike, though.
Y'all do. You look like you'd be like his third nephew and shit, man.
Yeah, people think I'm with his son or related to some family, though. But, you know, like, we don't got the same real names, but we got, you know, got the same initials as our rap name, kind of, yeah.
Right, okay. So, listen, hey, man, I want to ask you this. This is the topic for today. I want you to give me your honest opinion, right? So, you know that the Powerball, somebody just won the Powerball, and it was like $550 million, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you. The topic of the day is if you, 50 Tyson, had won the Powerball for $550 million, what's the stupidest thing you would have bought or done?
Man, only thing I would buy was probably like, man, a big mansion and a car. Man, you know, I need 24th car, Ryan 24th, 28th. You already know. Move my parents off the hood, man. Give me a nice food and all that stuff. Steal your time and all that, man. You already know.
Okay, so you like 24s and 28s, right?
Yep.
You wouldn't just go say fuck it and go all out and get some 30s?
Right, 30s. Yep, 30s. Yeah, 30s on that. Yeah, you already know. Yeah, I can say
that
too.
That's that new futuristic stuff right there. So listen.
Yep.
So I gotta ask you this, man. You've had a lot of success on YouTube and everything, man. Your videos, like, people can hate all they want, but the reality is, man, you got 3 million hits on videos. You got 8 million on one. You got millions and millions of views. So people is checking for 50 Tyson. Whether niggas want to accept that or not, that's the reality. Is they checking for 50 Tyson, man? So I gotta ask you, man. Like, what is your YouTube money looking like, man?
My YouTube money is looking longer though. You know, it's a lot though. Know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't gonna say how much it was. I know it's a lot though. Know what I'm saying? You know, when I first made my YouTube check, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like everything, like, you know what I'm saying? Like you know what I'm saying? Like you know what I'm saying? I be you know, I save my money though when it comes down money like that, and I just save it to get a bigger house though and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's just, I get money out in the bank sometimes, man. You know, my money is, like, longer, though. You already know, man.
I mean, that's all that matters, man. I mean, shit. Hey, tell me. I know you done made it rain on some hoes, right?
Oh, yeah, you already know, man. When you got money like that, you have to make it rain on females everywhere you go, man. You got to.
Hey, listen, man. I'm about to be in this new movie called Avengers 3, and I'm playing Tony Stark, a.k.a. Iron Nigga. Man, you want me to see if they can get you a role in that movie with me, my nigga?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Most definitely. Yeah, I'll definitely get me in that. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, so check this out. I'm going to go to the callers, so stay on the line, man, and we're going to ask them the same question we just asked you about that Powerball ticket, all right?
All right, cool.
Let's go to some callers.
Let's go to Brian from Texas.
Brian from Texas, you on here with Max 50 Tyson, man. Same question. You win the Powerball jackpot. What's the craziest thing you would buy or do?
His Nexus right on it. I'm like, that's the thing. That's what Wesley just texted me, Nexus. I said, there's one right there.
Hey, are you niggas having a domestic dispute?
I'm going to call the fire center to bring his ass over.
I'm having a domestic dispute.
I knew who Wesley was.
You better go get
some
attachment tapes. All right, let's get a different caller.
Dude, I don't know what's going on.
It sounded like a domestic... 50, you hear that? Them niggas was having a domestic dispute.
Someone was getting...
All right, let's go to the...
From Colorado.
Cha-Cha, what's good, baby?
Oh, what's up, y'all?
Listen, same question. You won the Powerball, $550 million. What's the craziest thing you would buy or do with that money?
All right, off top, it'd be like the basic shit, get every important woman in my house. I mean, in my house or
crazy.
Car.
I didn't say basic, cha-cha.
All right.
I know,
right? It's coming. Just off top, you know that part. And then I take half of it goes bullshit, and the other half I flip it. So, I mean, if it's millions, I'm fucking moving to Columbia, wherever the fuck Frank Lucas is at over there, Nam, some shit. So, yeah, that's the crazy shit. I do it half, split, straight down the middle, flip it. And it
so,
goes either way.
actually going to buy dope with half of your damn Powerball winnings?
What are you talking about?
You said you're going to flip it. What the fuck? Cha-cha, stay on the line. We're going to come back to you. Y'all crazy. Man. She got to be the only motherfucker in the world who would flip Powerball money. What?
I'm going
to
flip that Powerball
I'm about to
money.
Flip that. 50, you hear that, man? She going to flip the Powerball money, man.
Yeah, I heard that, man.
All right, we're going to go to another caller.
Chino from St. Louis.
Chino, what's good, fam?
What's up, Maczilla? What's happening?
Man, I'm good, good, man. Listen, same question. You won the Powerball, $550 million. What's the craziest thing you would do or buy with that?
Man, you already know what I'm doing. I'm going to build this label I got cracking, and I'm going to get this big-ass mansion, and everybody's going to be walking around there with some bad females showing their areolas all day.
That's what's up. Hey, 50 Tyson's already, he already hit it in that direction,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, 50 Tyson, you already hit in that direction, homie.
Right,
yeah, what's up with your Mac Hotel Tech? I said, what's up, man? It's just people from St. Louis, man. You know, y'all, you know what it is. Become.
I got you, fam. I got you. All right, let's go to another caller. What's the females, man? I want to talk to some females.
Oh, actually, man, you're Patricia from Massachusetts.
Patricia, Abu Dhabi, baby.
Abu Dhabi, baby. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, same question. Craziest thing that you would have bought with your Powerball winnings?
Craziest thing?
Uh-huh. And you better not say that detachable dildo shit either, that jumps on.
Hell no.
Oh, okay, because I'm just saying that.
No. I don't have to buy that. I've been having my own joke.
Uh-oh. Check, please.
Joke. Seriously, it's a joke. The craziest, well, it's not the crazy. I don't consider it being the craziest thing, but I will buy see if I could buy lifetime tickets to every strange show there is.
Oh yeah, you can do that shit. Like you can do that right now. Cause I'm
you know
tell
how
you, like,
you do that with a Bulls game and you know.
Oh, yeah. You talking about like season package ticket? Yeah, you know that's some good shit. All right, stay on the line. We're gonna go to some more folks. Man, find me another female, man.
Oh, we got one right here, man. KK from Hawaii.
KK from Hawaii. What's good?
Hawaii. Yeah. What's good, Maczilla?
I'm good. You on here with me and 50 Tyson, man.
What's good, guys? How are you guys doing?
Oh, I'm doing very well, man. I'm saying you already know, man.
Damn, you guys need to get your asses out here.
So Hawaii, I know. So listen, before you, I want you to tell me, what's the craziest thing that you would do with Powerball winning $550 million? What would you have done?
I would bring the whole entire Strange Music and Top Dog and Funk Volume to motherfucking Hawaii and party.
That's what's up. Listen, I'm going to tell y'all what I would do. If Maczilla won the Powerball, $550 million, I would invest in a midget porn shop.
A midget porn shop? You got to let me get in on that.
I'm serious. Like,
right.
y'all laughing and shit, but this is serious business. Like, I would open up a chain of, like, midget porn shops, man.
Let's do it.
I don't know what I would call it. Like, that's just one thing. My other thing is I would have a whole chain of nudity ice cream parlors.
Oh, wow.
Y'all
what are you going to name it?
Tits and Sprinkles.
Tits and Sprinkles.
Tits and Sprinkles. 50, what's up, man? Tits and Sprinkles. That's dope as hell, ain't it?
Yeah, that is, though, for real.
Tits and Sprinkles is trending worldwide on Twitter right now. Don't try to steal my shit. That's Maczilla's shit.
How do we
tits and Sprinkles.
How do we get the sprinkles on the tits, though?
How do you get, like, because, like, the ice cream would be, like, a titty with an areola nipple on it, and then you just put sprinkles on it.
All right, yeah.
Like, I already got this planned out in my head. Like, my ice cream server scoops are, like, I'm going to get, like, porn stars to do, like, molds of their titties, and I'm going to make ice cream scoops out of that. And so the ice cream is going to be, like, whatever your favorite porn star is. Like, say you like, I don't know, Alexis Texas. Well, here's a Alexis Texas titty, and you can just put sprinkles on it.
And that shit.
Instagram.
Yeah, that sounds like a good-ass idea.
Hey, listen, I am a man with billion-dollar ideas. Tell Donald Trump to holler at me. Because I could be on the next Apprentice. If I was on the next Apprentice, y'all be like, this nigga is a mad genius.
I'd be sitting right here with sprinkles.
Exactly, man. Think about it. Who wouldn't want to eat a titty and sprinkles? 50. You want to eat a titty and sprinkles?
Shit, I don't know, man. But yeah, I do. Well.
Okay. I know I would.
Hey,
I would.
Listen, I would too. Hey, listen, KK, we got to get to a few more callers, man. Hey, let me get another female over here, man. See if she's interested in sharing a breast.
Let me see how many. Well, man, for right now, you have to deal with.
I don't care. Let's do whoever.
I don't know. 417 area code.
417 area code. What's your name? Where you from? Because I don't know where 417 is.
I don't know where that is either. No, all right. No.
Oh, did she just laugh?
Someone just laughed. No idea.
That's a retarded bitch. That was one. Did you hear that retarded bitch? That was a retarded bitch laugh.
Yeah,
that was
man.
Bitch right there. Like, I don't know what that was. That was some scary shit. That bitch sounded like the Wicked Witch of the Southwest.
Let's go to Adrian from KCK.
Adrian from KCK. Listen, you get won the Powerball, $550 million. What's the craziest thing you would do with that?
Hey, Mac. Me, I think I'd go buy a couple lesbian strippers for myself.
You get you a couple lesbian strippers for yourself?
Yes.
And can I ask why you're being discriminative and only getting lesbian strippers?
Because I like females and I like ass.
Okay, hello, I do too. I'm a lesbian in my own right. But, like, how you know, like, straight lesbians wouldn't want, I mean, straight lesbians, that's not even real. How do you not know that straight strippers wouldn't want to come to your party?
I don't know, I mean, they can too, but I just want to keep my own lesbians for me, not for nobody else.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you're a selfish motherfucker.
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, that's cool. Well, listen, I'm going to tell you what. I want you to bring you and all your lesbians down to Tits and Sprinkles, all right?
All right. Well, I'll see you next Friday anyway. I could bring them then.
Oh, you coming to the show?
Sure am.
All right, well, bring them there. We're going to have Tits and Sprinkles for everybody. Listen.
Yep.
Hey, thank you for calling. I got to get to one. Let me get to another caller.
Later.
All right.
All right, man.
Tits and Sprinkles, I'm telling you, man.
Dude, it's $1 billion idea? No, you're right on it.
Listen, cash money, that's cha-ching. That's all you're going to hear when you come into my door. Huh? All right, so listen, 50, I got to tell you, man. Listen, man, brother, I really wish you tons of success, man. Keep doing your thing, man. I appreciate you coming.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it, though, bro.
But listen, we got somebody from your hood here, man. Somebody from the same spot that you in. I'm going to see if you know this cat, man.
What's up, 50, man? How you doing?
All good, man. What's up with you?
What's up, bro? Man, I lived in the North Side Zone, Minneapolis, for 10 years before moving down here to Kansas City, dog. And I want to appreciate everything you're doing for the city. No matter how big you got, man, you stay true to your hood. And you rest all day, every day. All blue, all red, dog. Thanks for doing that, homie.
Oh, thanks, man. Most definitely.
No problem, man. Keep doing you, dog. Fuck the haters.
All right, though. You already know, man. Love. Much love, man.
So
that was like a special Kodak moment and shit. Like for real. Like y'all could put that shit like on a card or something, my nigga. Like for real. Like if y'all put that shit on a card, I'll sell that at Tits and Sprinkles. I'm serious, man.
That's gonna be the poster when you come
yeah,
in.
Yeah, like Tits and Sprinkles, man. Like that. Like that's some touching shit. 50. Hey, man, we got a section on the show that we like to call the fuck you section. And this section is where you get to say fuck you to whoever or whatever you want to. So since you are a guest, you get the first fuck you of the day. So who or what would you like to say fuck you to?
Shit, like who, though, that I'm saying?
You can say fuck you to who or whatever you want to. It could be a person, it could be a place, a thing, anything.
Yeah, I could say, like, only thing I could say is fuck the haters, man.
Fuck the haters. Hey, listen, fam, I appreciate you calling. Let me get to a few more callers, man. Get a few more of these fuck yous out.
All right, hey, man, we got Brendan from Phoenix for the fuck you section.
Brendan, who you
want to
say fuck you to?
Hey, man, I want to say a big fuck you to, you know, just all these people who keep calling me wanting my money for bills, because I'm like I'm like barely a month into my new job, my first job in almost a year and a half, and I'm barely rebuilding myself, and everyone's wanting to stick their hands in my cookie jar. I mean, I'm going to the Cut Calhoun show tonight, for crying out loud. I mean, you think I got enough money for everybody?
Hey, man, so you saying fuck all the bill collectors? Hey, so listen, that's classic. Listen how dead, man, I applaud you for being a dedicated fan. You said fuck paying your rent so you can go to Cut Calhoun show, man. Good job. We applaud that. I gotta get to a few more.
That's Tori from Washington.
Tori, who you want to say fuck you to today?
I want to say fuck you to everybody who keeps on hating on my nigga 50. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's what's up, man.
That's
they be
what's
hating
up,
on Twitter. They be saying that he's got fake accounts and shit. But I actually DM him. You know, we were about to do a track together and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, most definitely. I remember.
Y'all
yeah,
get together.
I dropped him dead.
We can sell that music at Tits and Sprinkles, my nigga.
Right.
Yeah. I was wondering what happened because you got another account. So I was trying to see what was good with it.
Oh, Anthony Touch the Official is my real account, though.
The Official is the real account or the High Def?
Oh, it was at first, though. But you know what I'm saying? Once I figured out which one was the real pass, so you know what I'm saying? I had to go through some stuff. I just got in today, though. My real one is Anthony Touch the Official now.
Oh, okay, okay. All right.
Yeah,
I got one more question. When's the album coming out?
Shit, it's going to be out probably next year, I will say. Just next year, I will say.
All right, cool, man. You know, I'm going to keep supporting. I'm going to keep pumping that Tyson, that 50s back. Keep doing it up here in the Northwest. You got a lot of followers up here, man. You need to start touring.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be on tour real soon, most definitely.
For sure, man. And congratulations on the Minnesota Junior Awards that you got going on up there.
Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Stay up, man.
Little 50 Tyson getting a lot of love today. That's what's up. Listen, we got to get to a few more callers before we get out of here on this fuck you section. So let's get to who we got now.
Rod Steele.
Rod Steele. Who you want to say fuck you to?
Hey, y'all. This is Rod Steele. I just want to say fuck you to anybody that keeps asking for Jeff Nelson. I don't know who the hell Jeff Nelson is, but he's up in Maine fucking dogs or something, and we got Vic here with us, and that's a goddamn treat, so fuck all y'all.
Hey, man, and Rod, you should say fuck your parents for giving you a porno name, because Rod Steele.
Hey, man, Rod Steele is a professional. I just do what God put me here to do.
We can hire him at Tits and Sprinkles, though.
Oh, man. Yeah, my nigga, with that name, you can't come get a job at Tits and Sprinkles, man.
I'll be there on Monday for an application.
All right, brother. All right, listen. I got to get to a few more calls before I get out of here, man.
All right, man. Let's check back in with Don Dada, because I know he's always got the good fuck yous.
Don Dada, who you want to say fuck you to today, man?
Man, who should I say fuck you to today? I'm going to say fuck you to Cha-Cha. Nah, I'm kidding. Nah, much respect to Cha-Cha. I want to say shout-outs to Cha-Cha. Much love to her. But, man, I don't know. Fuck space and time. Fuck time. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Fuck time. How about that one? Fuck that.
That is a good one. All right, let me get a few more before I get out of here.
You know what? Since we went to Don Dada, let's fire back with Cha-Cha.
Cha-Cha.
Fuck Don Dada's ass. You know, I just fuck with y'all. That's my nigga, though. That's what's up, but that is my fuck you, though. Fuck Don Dada. He too good. He too good for me or something. He too good of a rapper, so yeah. Fuck Don Dada, man.
Alright, listen man, I want to thank everybody for tuning in, man. Season 2 SM Live, we back. I want to thank the boy 50 Tyson, man. 50, thank you for stopping by fucking with us, man. I appreciate it, man. Listen,
oh,
I am Max,
bro, anytime, man.
Hey, man, much love, bro. Listen, this is Maxzilla, man. You can follow me on Twitter at I Am Maxzilla. Make sure that you tune in every week, Friday, 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. on the East Coast. On the West Coast, we come at you at 2 o'clock.
This is SM Live. We want to welcome in the boy VIC. That's right, Slick Vic. Nick, don't you say that. That's his full government name.
By the way, we do have to mention the Ustream is not gone. We're bringing it back the first Friday of every month.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Ustream will be, we will be broadcasting live Ustream first Friday every month. That is correct. Because it's a special moment. And I know I've been seeing all y'all Twitter something about, Mac, we want to see your sexy face. Well, all you got to do is come to the show Friday, December 7th at the Independence Event Center because I will be in the building. Listen, this is Maczilla. This is SM Live. Hey, I'm out of here till next Friday. Don't go fucking no animals.